wouldn't I feel good? I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got a year.
Oh, welcome to Garden Gossip, a breath of fresh airwaves. Hi, I'm Chris Cullen.
And I'm Lisa Cullen.
And I'm Leanna Finley.
Garden Gossip is live every Friday morning at 11. The show will be rebroadcast Fridays at 9 p.m. and Saturday mornings at 11, and Mondays at 5 a.m. And we're streaming live on your mobile device at newspress.com. Garden Gossip is brought to you by Montecito Landscape, creating beautiful gardens for over 40 years. We specialize in landscape design and installation. Call today for your free home garden consultation. Call 969-3984 or go to MontecitoLandscape.com. Today we'll talk with succulent expert Deborah Lee Balding about ways to decorate succulents and decorate with succulents.
Deborah Lee is not Balding.
It's Baldwin.
Did I say Balding?
Yeah. You're thinking about yourself.
It's live radio.
Deborah Lee Baldwin, I'm sorry. And, you know, we got, besides decorating succulents and decorate with succulents, we got holiday wreaths, centerpieces, hostess gifts, ornaments, and lots more.
I can't wait to find out about ornaments.
Yeah. We'll have the name of that plant contest, the garden tip of the week, and we'll be taking your calls. And now it's time for garden news.
I just want to say before any of that, succulents are the best gift because you can barely kill them. You know, if someone's bad with plants, you don't go get them a violet or something that's
good
a little
point.
Harder to take care of. I always give succulents, and I like receiving them, too.
Yes, exactly. I have a wreath.
In fact, I have many going on right now at home.
I have a wreath that I made for my former landlady. She couldn't keep the wreath where so she asked me to hold on to it for her, and it's fabulous. It's 2 years ago or 3 years ago I made it, and it's still just a beautiful piece of art, lovely, keeps getting better every year. So good point, Leanna.
All right. Well, I guess we need some garden news. Tomorrow, the 12th of December, there are two holiday parades.
Well, see, I just got all confused about
you
that.
She chucked all the holiday news. I think Lisa thinks it's January. It's December 12th, tomorrow, the Carpinteria Holiday Spirit Parade.
Yay!
Celebrating Carpinteria's 50th year as an incorporated city. So that's at 3 o'clock. The parade kicks off on 9th Street and finishes at 6th Street on Linden, of course. So you can go to that one first at 3 and then head over to Milpas Street for the 61st annual Milpas Holiday Parade. And that one starts at 5:30 and it starts at Cannon Perdido to Mason Street down Milpas.
Nice.
Wow,
fun,
cool.
Right?
It's also the last weekend of Hanukkah. Yeah, that's right. It's Hanukkah, too.
Yeah, I know it's Hanukkah.
That's why today, in celebration of Hanukkah.
Like the fifth day now or the sixth?
Yeah, I think it started on Sunday or something. But anyway, it ends on Tuesday.
Well, also on Tuesday, my biggest favorite thing, the Garden Court's 15th annual holiday party.
This Tuesday?
Yes, this Tuesday, coming up. Oh, shoot. It was last Tuesday.
That's what I thought.
I'm sorry.
It was last
Darn,
Tuesday.
Darn, I missed it.
No,
really?
No, you talked about it. Oh, but you didn't go.
But I didn't go. Sorry, Chris. You don't get another scarf this year.
You've got plenty of scarves.
Okay.
It's all right.
Yep. Well, then I guess that's it. It's time to get ready for Christmas, I think, is all. If you don't have your tree, get a tree.
Yeah.
Shop.
Get your succulent
make
garden.
Your,
ooh,
make
in
your
fact,
gifts. I don't know.
I can't wait to ask our guest, Deborah Lee Baldwin, about making a little holiday tree out of succulents.
I'm making so many gifts, I don't even know who to give them to anymore.
Oh, I can't wait. Can't wait.
Kyle wants one.
I know. All right, well, Lon, why don't you give us a little way to happiness?
Well,
Leanna?
I guess this could kind of go with making gifts be industrious.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Sounds good.
Work is not always present. pleasant, but few are unhappier than those who lead a purposeless, idle, and bored existence. Children gloom to their mother when they have nothing to do. Sorrow itself can be eased by simply getting busy at something. Morale is boosted to high highs by accomplishment. In fact, it can be demonstrated that production is the basis of morale. So the way to happiness is a high road when it includes industriousness that leads to tangible production.
You know, that is so true, because I think if you get out in the garden, I think Deborah Lee Baldwin, our guest, can attest to this. If you get something going on and you just get out there and start working on something in your garden, all of a sudden you feel better. Have you ever noticed that, Deborah?
Oh, no question. The garden is just such an endless opportunity for creativity.
Oh, yeah. Well, she is about the most creative person I've ever seen. But we're going to talk about that when we get back, right, honey?
We are. It's time for a break. So coming up, the Name That Plant contest. Deborah Lee Baldwin helps us decorate with succulents this holiday, and we'll be taking your calls. You're listening to Garden Gossip on AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Fest radio station. We'll be right back.
Hanukkah, oh Hanukkah, come light the menorah. Let's have a party, we'll all dance the horror. Gather round the table, we'll give you a treat. Dreidels to play with, latkes to eat. And while we shed a sweet light to remind us of days long ago.
Santa Barbara.
Welcome back to Garden Gossip with Chris and Lisa Cullen of Montecito Landscape and the ever perky Leanna Finley. Well, we come to you live every Friday morning. Here we are. Guess who's on the line?
Well, Phil's
it's
calling.
Phil. Phil, how are you?
Good morning. Hey, Chris and Lisa and Leanna, surf's up.
It is.
It
yeah.
is.
And there was a million surfers down at Rincon yesterday.
Incredible. You know, my brother's an old surfer, and listen to this. He follows this surfing wave forecast put on by a gentleman named Nathan Cool, spelled C-O-O-L.
Wow.
And this guy seems to be pretty close, spot on as far as surf forecasting, and he also has a meteorological bent to it. And, you know, we're getting the big waves, and usually you have to get that before you have the heavy rain winter, but he sees it fairly dry for the next couple weeks. But, you know, January through March, you might be getting the 90 days and 90 nights that you don't want.
That'd be all right.
Yeah, in moderation, right?
Wow, that's, yeah, I heard the surf's up. That's pretty exciting.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait
it's
to go
huge.
Down and see it.
Yeah. I'll talk to Chris, who's finishing up on the UF system. He's also worked on a lot of the piers on the coast from Cambria down, and he's done a lot of pier repair with Shock Construction, and they'll probably be doing it again.
Wow.
Okay, one other quick thing on succulents. They're great with proper siting. I live in an area where people 2 to 3 years ago put giant blue agaves with the spike tip on them in the parking medians, and even the big variegata, the greenish with a yellow border agaves, which also have a semi-spike tip. And, you know, the city takes a laissez-faire attitude with it. They'll only respond to complaints, but if there's an injury, somebody getting out of their car, especially at nighttime when it's dark,
it falls
the homeowner, his insurance, and they'll be in a world of hurt, so to speak.
Well, Phil, this is Deborah.
Okay.
And I have those large agaves in my garden because they're so beautiful,
they're statuesque.
Great. Yes, they do. They make a bold statement. Granted, anywhere near a pedestrian area is probably a bad idea, but what I would recommend right away, and anybody can do this, it doesn't have to be a civic, gesture, but get out there with some garden clippers and blunt those tips.
Yep, blunt them, okay.
And that way, toddlers, terriers, and anybody else
right.
that walks by it isn't going to be snagged and impaled by it.
Yeah, especially in skateboarders, even dogs.
Of course, that could be kind of interesting, huh?
Yeah.
That's really a good tip, Barbara.
Right. I work with a gentleman that used to work with City Trees. He's an arborist, tree trimmer, and they have situations where they'd have to prune or remove a city tree in the parking media, and the agaves, especially the giant blue, would be so difficult for them. These are big, tough guys.
Now, what Phil is talking about is the century plant.
Right,
and it's probably
plant.
The most common, easy-to-grow agave. They get by on rainfall alone. And they're extremely beautiful plants because of their color, that blue-gray color.
Yeah, yeah.
But you have to know what you're dealing with.
That's
they're
it.
The
it's all
thugs
about
of the plant
proper,
world.
Proper sighting. And these gentlemen would take their chainsaws, lay them over at an angle or to trim the leaves, and or take the whole clumps off just for safety.
Well, watch out if you're going to take a chainsaw to an agave, because the sap can be an irritant.
Right, an irritant.
Good point.
Correct, and it could also start binding. The fibers can bind the chain up on the blade.
Okay. Yeah, they'll put up a fight.
Well, thank you, Phil.
Yeah,
thank you very much,
I'm curious to listen.
All right, take care.
Well,
get out
there
with your clippers and clip off all those puntas off those agaves. That's a good thing to do. Well, you know, we have been talking with Deborah Lee Baldwin here, but I didn't really officially welcome you to the show, but welcome, Deborah Lee Baldwin.
Yes, welcome, Deborah.
Multi-talented woman here who does these beautiful watercolors. Photographer, garden designer, speaker,
writer,
amazing stuff, and we're so lucky to have her on the show.
Thank you.
And we're going to get you back in April when you do the Seaside Garden
spring
celebration, right?
Brand new event coming up in April.
Wonderful. 1st and 2nd of April.
Uh-huh.
Very happy to
Friday
hear about
and
that. Well, before we get into a little bit more about, because Deborah's going to help us with decorating ideas, which I cannot wait, with succulents, let's do a little...
Name that plant?
Yes.
It's time to name that plant.
All right, get your pens and pencils ready because you're going to want to win. Because today, we not only have the brand new 2016 Garden Gossip Calendar, we have got the new book, or actually the original book, Succulent Simplified.
Succulent Simplified is the newest book.
Yay, you're going to win that book as well. 564-1290 is the number to call. Now, always on our holiday theme, you know, every year we do these holiday-themed Name That Plant contests. I picked this plant because tomorrow is its day. In other words, you know, you have the, you know, pea puree day and, you know, succulent day. Well, tomorrow is the day of this plant, okay?
Oh.
And it's from Mexico, right? And it's named from the man who found it. And it was used by the, the Aztecs used it. Oh, and here's the other interesting thing. Crazy thing. It's the number one best-selling potted plant in the world by volume. Number one. Unbelievable.
Wow.
Which you think, how's that even possible? The Aztecs in Mexico used it. It bloomed around that time, around Taxco, Mexico, around the December. This is my other favorite. The Aztec word, which I can't pronounce because it's all full of X's and so forth. I'm not even going to try to pronounce it. In Aztec, the meaning of it means mortal flower that perishes and withers like all that is pure. Wow, those Aztecs were very, very
poetic.
Poetic. But anyway, they used the bracts to make a dye. Very excellent for making a dye for clothing and so forth. And if they placed them on a person's chest, it stimulates circulation. This is the medicinal use of this plant. They were crushed and applied to the skin for infections. And it was also used to fight fevers. Although today the plant is not used medicinally. How about that?
I should hope not.
No. And it's amazing. So, but we have a caller, someone who knows the answer, they think, to name that plant. Let's see who it is.
Barbara.
Hold on.
Oh, wow. I got in first.
I've got to turn my thing up because I can't hear you yet.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
You know, the radio waves went out just before your show, or the beginning of the show, at least my radio wave, and
really?
They did yesterday, too.
Really?
So I came home for the contest, so I'm glad you got back on the air, at least on my radio.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, too. So do you have a guess for Name That Plant?
Could it be red and white and pink and different colors, the bracts? And could it be the poinsettia?
It is a poinsettia.
Yay, Barbara. Well,
okay, well done, Barbara. Okay, I'm going to send you a calendar, and I'm going to send you the Succulents Simplified by our guest, Deborah Lee Baldwin.
Oh, thank you so
Thanks
much.
Thanks for calling.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah. Okay. All right, well, there you go. So now we've got Deborah Lee Baldwin here to talk about decorating with succulents and decorating succulents. Let's do it.
All right. Well, you mentioned that there were several aspects of this that interested you, and first and foremost were ornaments. And you can take pine cones and glue succulent cuttings to the tops of them using craft glue or hot glue. Actually, a glue gun works really well, and you'd think it would cook the stems of the cuttings, but it doesn't. This technique was pioneered by a San Diego designer, Laura Eubanks, who's famous for topping pumpkins with succulents. But, of course, we're past pumpkin season now, so how can you use that wonderful technique to decorate for Christmas? Glue your cuttings onto ornaments, or you can wire them onto things as well. And that's a different technique, but there's those two techniques of attaching succulent cuttings to an object to decorate it.
Wow.
One is using floral wire and the other is using hot glue. Now, you think, well, okay, aren't these just going to, I don't know, desiccate and look terrible in a few days like flowers? No, that's the cool thing about succulents. These are plants that withstand periods of drought by storing moisture in their leaves. So when deprived of their roots, they just shut down, seal themselves off, and live off the moisture in their leaves. And they'll look good for
several
weeks.
Months, it
oh,
seems
months.
Like.
You know, even longer than that, depending on the variety.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. I love that. So you mentioned in your, you have on your website, which is...
DeborahLeeBaldwin.com.
Good. You've got some great images there, which taken by you, which I just found out, which is even more impressive. And about decorating the succulents in your garden. Let's talk about that for a minute.
Okay, so you can use succulents to decorate for the holidays, and you can decorate your succulents.
Oh, I want to know how
to
do that.
The larger the succulent, the better, because it'll make more of a dramatic statement. But the easiest and the most fun and most eye-catching way to do it is to take any pointy succulent, ideally a large agave, and just add Christmas balls to each tip.
Okay, but how do you do that?
Well, you take your Christmas ball, and if it already has, I don't know, a hook or whatever, remove that, and then invert the ball so that it caps the tip. And then that spike on the very tip of the agave will support the ball. And the more balls you put on an agave, the more bling you have and the more dramatic it is, more eye-catching. And these agaves are wonderfully symmetrical. So the eye immediately sees this symmetry of glitter and then realizes that that's on a plant.
Wow.
And there are photos of it on my website.
Oh, I love that idea. That is fantastic.
So
you know, there used to be a place up on Eucalyptus Hill, way up at the top of Eucalyptus Hill, with a big old agave up there. And someone had, and this stayed for years. I mean, I can't believe how long it was there. They put Easter eggs on the points. So
there
it was with Easter eggs on all of the points of this thing. And that thing stayed there for a year. I mean, my kids grew up.
Well, see, Phil, you don't have to cut the tips. You could just put some ornaments on there, and then it'll be safe.
That's a great idea.
Right.
Wine corks, and there's all kinds of stuff.
Put little tennis balls.
That's a great idea. Yeah. What else? What other ways of...
Well, of course, what immediately comes to mind are wreaths. Mm. Everyone is aware that succulents make beautiful wreaths. This is something that we've been doing for a long time back, oh, I don't know, in the last century even. But the permutations and innovations in succulent wreaths have continued to grow with the interest in succulents.
Mm. Give me an example.
Well, okay, one takeaway idea is when you do a succulent wreath, color. Succulents come in every color except cobalt and royal blue. So put as much color as you can into your succulent wreaths, and they'll be more eye-popping, more eye-catching. But they're also going to need, good amount of sun to keep that color, to keep those reds and yellows and oranges in particular. And when you're doing a succulent wreath, you can start with a wreath form from any craft store. Either a wire form that you stuff with moss, hard pack with moss, or you can even buy a moss-filled form, and then you're going to be planting your cuttings directly into it. Now, since we're so close to Christmas, you're not going to want to wait for those cuttings to root into the moss. You're going to want to hang that vertically right off the bat.
Right.
So use floral pins, the U-shaped wire floral pins.
Good tip.
Insert that at the base of the rosette to anchor it into the hard pack.
Wow. And I have a question about that. You've got your wreath. That's actually, uh-huh. I like those, the U-shaped
florist mm-hmm. pins.
Florist pins. That's mm-hmm. brilliant. Because I have struggled with that sometimes and wondered. I never thought of using
that.
You
use the wire.
I've used the wire to wire them in, uh-huh. but sometimes that isn't effective when you've got a little cutting like that.
Yeah.
And when you have that situation where you're dealing with cuttings and you're mm-hmm. sticking them directly into that, tell me about watering your succulent wreath.
Watering a succulent wreath, I'll tell you the easiest way to do it is to take a clean trash can lid and fill it almost to the top with water and just set your wreath in that until the moss absorbs the water from the trash can lid. But you know, succulents can get by for a long time without water. Well, ideally, you want them to root into the moss, so the moss is going to need to stay about as moist as a wrung-out sponge.
Oh, okay.
And you can also spray it, spritz it, but remember, water's going to percolate downward,
right.
So if you're hanging your wreath, it's always going to be moister at the bottom. But there's a way to work around that. Have a loop at both 12 o'clock and 6 o'clock, if you think of the wreath as a clock. And then once a week, rotate it so that it's literally hanging upside down, and then the water will percolate downward
Smart.
Again, and you'll have more of an even distribution.
Wow,
cool.
I like that. Hey, you know, I think we're going to go on a break.
Both ends.
But when we come back, I want to talk. We were talking with Debra Lee Baldwin, succulent expert, and DebraLeeBaldwin.com, right?
Yes, that's correct.
And I want to find out about these hostess gifts and some of your other decorating ideas. And we're celebrating, besides that, we're celebrating Hanukkah here with our crazy Hanukkah music. So enjoy that.
Cool.
Take us out, baby.
All right. Well, stay tuned. You're listening to Garden Gossip on AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station. We'll be right back.
I have a little dreidel. I made it out of clay. And when it's dry and ready, then dreidel I shall play. Oh, dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. I made it out of clay. Oh, dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. Now dreidel I shall play.
Welcome back to Garden Gossip with Chris and Lisa Cullen of Montecito Landscape and the ever perky Leanna Finley. Today, Debra Lee Baldwin is here with holiday decor and gift ideas using succulents. So if you have a question, you can call in. You know, it's not just name that plant. You can join in anytime, 564-1290.
564-1290 is the number to call. So Debra Lee Baldwin is here, author of Succulents Simplified, Succulents in Containers.
Designing with succulents.
And DebraLeeBaldwin.com. So we're talking about holiday decorating.
Uh-huh.
Give us some more ideas.
Well, you said you were interested in hostess gifts.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite go-to hostess gift is something that most hostesses have never seen before and
are delighted by.
And that is a bouquet of wired succulent rosettes. Because if you think about it, a lot of succulents look like flowers. They have floral forms. And that's why they're called rosettes.
Right.
But what they lack in terms of making a bouquet with them are stems.
Right.
So you have to give them a stem.
How do you do that?
Well, you just snip off as close as you can to ground level if it's a potted succulent and like in a nursery pot. And that usually gives you a stub to work with, maybe half an inch long.
Right.
So let's say you have an echeveria rosette, you know, like imbricata, one of the blue echeverias, which is a great color, or a red or green one. And a stub. And then you take floral wire, 22 gauge is about right, and you insert that floral wire right below the lowest leaves. Okay, so one
through
wire.
Through the stem.
Through the stem.
Mm-hmm.
Just dead on center. And so one wire goes through one way, and then the second wire goes through at right angles so that you have a plus sign at the base of the stem.
Right.
Then you fold those wires down, pinch them together, and you should be able to hold that faux wire stem and kind of rock the rosette back and forth to see if it's stable.
Sure.
Well, now you have a stem, but you also have wire you're looking at, which isn't cool. So you take florist's tape, the green stretchy tape, and you just conceal it with that.
Oh, like making a boutonniere.
Exactly. Oh. And then cut it to whatever length you want, and you have a rosette for a bouquet.
Wow. So now you have, you would keep, how long would you keep the florist wire and tape?
Well, you know, good question, because let me tell you what I've learned the hard way. The longer the stem, the more you're going to need to wire, because you'll have that much more space to fill in.
Right.
So what I like to do is to take a mug, and I have my own line of succulent mugs from...
You do?
Yeah, through Zazzle.
Nice.
And I'll take one of those and use a liner, fill like a half of a drinking water bottle filled with sand. Now that's ballast, and I put that into the mug. You with me?
Yeah.
Okay. Then I stick those wired rosettes into that sand to hold them upright, and that's ballast. But I keep them short, because just think what's going to happen if those stems are long. First of all, they're going to be top-heavy, and they're going
right.
to tend to want to fall out. And secondly, there's going to be more space to fill, meaning more time spent wiring
right.
and filling in. But you can do a huge bouquet, and you can use dried floral material as filler, too, if you want.
Like what?
Oh, well, just, you could use dried eucalyptus.
You mean as filler in your, literally you're making a bouquet as if it were a bouquet of flowers.
Exactly.
Right.
Oh. But if you want a no-water bouquet, I mean, you can add fresh floral material.
Right.
What's going to happen, though, is those wired stems, the floral tape might come loose in water, but that's not the end of the world.
No.
So you can use fresh floral material. But you can use dried material for a completely dry bouquet.
Wow.
And what I like to do is to use a glass cylinder
right.
and fill it with different colors of sand.
Oh, yeah.
Which, you know, it's kind of like the old-fashioned sand painting.
Sure.
But it's a new twist on it. And it tells the recipient that they're getting a no-water bouquet.
I get it. So, but how long will this last?
Well, it depends on the type of succulent. The fleshier the leaves on a succulent, the more moisture it holds and the longer it's likely to last, because it's living off the moisture in its leaves. Thinner leaf succulents, maybe not quite so long. But I know this is hard to believe. I have a wired Echeveria Lola rosette that was photographed for my book, Succulent Simplified, in 2012, that is still hanging in there. What it's done
You're
is...
You're kidding.
No, I know, it's absurd.
That's amazing.
I mean, I'm continually...
Is it indoors or outdoors?
It's on my deck in a sheltered area.
Wow.
So it's out of direct sun. But these plants continually to astonish and amaze me. What it's done is it has cannibalized its lowest leaves, absorbed the moisture from them, and used that to fuel new growth from the center of the rosette.
Oh, interesting. So it's continuing to grow.
It very, very slowly, because remember, it's recycling its own resources.
Wow. So that's a great idea. So you take these little rosettes, uh-huh. I get it, with the wire, and then you could put them in a container.
Oh, there's so many things you could do with them.
Yeah.
You could add them to a topiary. You mentioned creating a Christmas tree.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so you get your cone-shaped topiary form, a wire form, or maybe it has something like oasis foam in the center.
Right.
Anyway, cone shape that you can stick stuff into. That's the key.
Right.
So then if you have your wired rosettes, you could take not terribly long wire and use that to go right
wow.
into whatever the substance is that's cone-shaped, be it hard-packed moss, floral foam,
that's a good idea.
Styrofoam. You could make it yourself. You could even glue the rosettes to a solid cone.
Wow, that would be beautiful.
Yeah, they're wonderful craft enhancements.
Incredible. And I like that little bouquet business.
Uh-huh. Yeah, great hostess gift.
That's a really great idea. What else? But you are just a plethora of ideas.
Well, thank you. You know, okay, so miniature landscapes are all the rage now.
I didn't know that.
Well,
we do life size, so I want to hear about the miniature.
You're on the big scale. Well, you can create a little winter scene using succulents.
This sounds great already.
Can't
wait. Well,
some of them look like pine trees. Crassula tetragona is one. There's no common name for Crassula tetragona, but you know from the genus name Crassula, it's a jade plant, and it has these four-sided leaves that come out from the stem and come to a point.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I know the ones you mean.
So
right.
Then, you know, if you kind of blur your vision and look at it, yeah, it kind of suggests a pine tree. Oh, yeah, there you go. There's a photo of it on my website.
Oh, my gosh.
And so here's a little miniature sleigh
that is so cute.
That is filled with succulents. And that in itself is a cute little hostess gift.
Absolutely.
And then if you put something white for it to sit on, I used just pumice with some blue crushed tumble glass mixed with it to give it that look of snow. And you set your little miniature sleigh from any craft store filled with succulents on that. And then your Crassula tetragona cuttings to make a mini forest behind
wow.
it. And the scale of the cuttings and the sleigh work together.
I love that. That's fantastic.
Well, thank you.
Do you ever make any little topiary animals or anything out of
succulents?
Do you
know topiary forms come in everything imaginable, from monkeys with their arms raised that you can hang on tree limbs to terriers and dolphins and very formal
wow.
shapes. So, yes, you can make anything you want out of succulents.
That would be kind of fun, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Well, I've seen at various places, you know, even the farmer's market or just, you know, farm stands and stuff like this. People that grow pumpkins oftentimes carve them while they're still alive and get the markings, you know what I mean, on the pumpkin growing. So I wonder if you could carve a succulent and have it.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. It would grow the scar.
Oh.
The scar would grow
the
with
scar
it,
tissue.
You mean.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Chris, let me tell you one of my latest favorite things to do is to take a Puntia cactus, which is everywhere, the paddle cactus,
yeah.
the prickly
yeah,
pear
sure.
cactus.
Yeah, right. There it is everywhere.
Look for one with minimal spines, ideally spineless. Take an X-Acto knife or something nice and sharp and carve away because it will heal over the cuts.
Cool. Just like we're talking about with that pumpkin. That's
yeah.
a great idea. We just
what?
Saw some.
Sure. You could
carve put your address into
CC
it.
Plus plus LC.
Yeah.
You
or you could put your address on it and have it be as your
you so
entrance,
could.
You know, to your house.
Oh, my
gosh,
I'm going to do that.
Yeah, don't you think that's a great idea?
Fantastic.
You know, your address for 23
or whatever.
You could even
put one pad in a pot and line it up
yes.
on a retaining wall
yes.
for each letter.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, we've come up with a new innovation. I love it. I think we have to go on a break, but, you know, all this excitement, in case you guys are all getting excited out there, it's with Deborah Lee Baldwin from DeborahLeeBaldwin.com about succulents and all kinds of fun holiday stuff. And I guess we're going to talk more about that when we come back, right, honey?
Yeah. Let's go to the, I know, let's play Stump the Engineer. We're going on a break. Are you ready? Are you ready? Okay, well, this is Garden Gossip, and we are on 1290 AM, the Santa Barbara News Best Radio Station, and we'll be right back. Oh, welcome back to Garden Gossip with Chris and Lisa Collin of Montecito Landscape and the ever-perky Leanna Finley. Well, today, Deborah Lee Baldwin is here with holiday decor and gift ideas. Deborah, take it away.
Okay.
Well, you know, we were just talking about what during the break. Of course, there's always kind of fun conversation during the break. We talked about macrame, and we talked about what did she want to talk about next, and we thought...
Well,
centerpieces
absolutely.
And decorating holiday tables.
Well, you know,
succulents.
We were just starting to take off on the whole idea of carving cactus pads, and they heal right over it. So here's an idea. Take your cactus pad, and I don't know, maybe you're carving your house numbers in it, and you're lining them up in pots on your retaining wall near your entry. Well, for this time of the year, take those little packages that you can get at a craft store that are already wrapped. They're styrofoam cubes wrapped with some kind of a felt-type material that has a gold ribbon around
sure.
it. And they're used just for package toppers. And just stick those on the spines of your paddle cactus for
that.
A fresh decoration for your entryway for Christmas. Oh, gosh, as every holiday comes along, you could do, oh, Easter eggs.
Sure.
Or whatever, or little, I don't
little
know.
Little mini pumpkins. Or...
Yeah, you could.
Little skulls.
So, see, I can hardly wait to get home to do that because you helped me come up with that idea. And I'm like, yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah.
And, you know, it depends. Most people are a hard sell when it comes to cactus. I personally am getting more into it, even though I don't think it's ever going to be hugely popular just because it draws blood.
Sure.
But I think the forms are exquisite. I love photographing it. I love the spines when they're backlit. They're translucent. They glow. So there are a lot of people who love cactus. But I think for, you know, most of your listeners, it's like, don't talk to me about cactus.
Sure.
Let's go to centerpieces.
Exactly.
Which is not to say you couldn't use cactus for a centerpiece, but let's say you wanted to create a stunning centerpiece with different succulent forms. And one of the loveliest way to do that is in a bouquet into which you incorporate fresh material and maybe switch that out. And we were talking, the plant of the day, guess that plant, was the poinsettia. And interestingly enough, they are in the Euphorbia family.
That makes sense.
And they have the white milky sap.
Right.
So when you're talking about using them medicinally, it's like, please don't, because that is in many forms of spurge or euphorbias a no-no. It can be very allergenic. But you could use poinsettias in a centerpiece with succulents. It could be just stunning. But what's going to happen when the milky sap starts to ooze and leak? You want to dip that right away in cold water.
Okay.
And that'll seal it up, and it'll stop dripping. And you can use, there are numerous succulent euphorbias, but let's say that we wanted to do a red and green and white themed centerpiece, maybe with a few lovely poinsettias in it as well. You could start with your potted poinsettia right off the bat that still has the foil around it, and you could add wired succulent rosettes to that.
Great idea.
Just stick them right in the soil.
Yeah.
But I don't like anything that's got soil in it on my dining room table.
Sure.
It's unsanitary. Yeah. It's not, well, maybe on an outside table it would be fine.
Sure.
But if we're decorating for the holidays or making a showpiece, centerpiece, you can do one large arrangement, but you don't want it too high because you want people to be able to see each other.
Sure.
And you could do several small ones that kind of make a runner down the length of an oval or oblong table. Now, with your wired succulent rosettes, go with your color scheme. You could add creamy white roses. That would be lovely.
Oh, that would be nice.
You could add some bling, maybe some, you know, depending on whether or not you're going with the golds or the silvers or maybe the sparkly whites. You could add something from a craft store that pulls that out for more of a floral look. Just don't upstage the succulents, please. Yes, because when you have your reds in the succulents, it's a soft red.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
Go with a more muted color in your poinsettia.
Would be nice.
Wouldn't white be classy and gorgeous?
Poinsettia would be really nice with the succulents. Actually, I think
stunning.
That would be really nice.
Yes,
because of that white, the color of the white poinsettia is really complementary, I think, to the sort of sage greens and the different greens and reds that you get.
And then in the center of the poinsettia, you're going to have yellow.
Oh, right.
So that would be something nice to repeat as well. And right now, I'm seeing a lot of yellow in succulents in the Sedum nisbomarianum, copper-toned stone crop. It's more into the oranges, but I think it would work really well with that. So that could be kind of fun, too, and it would give you some texture and shape contrast,
wow,
too.
Wow, that's a great idea. I wonder if you could do a – here's a challenge for you. I wonder if you could do a succulent Santa and his sleigh.
Well, we've already seen the sleigh.
There's
an example of a sleigh on my website, so you can go there and have a look at how that's done. That's by designer Laura Eubanks. And let's see, a Santa.
Or a reindeer, a succulent reindeer. That would be kind of fun.
Well, you know, okay, Lisa, this is like a no-brainer. You can get spherical topiary forms.
Right.
You can get them at any floral shop or any craft store. So they're already filled with moss or foam. So all you have to do is get three sizes.
Oh,
and just stack one on top of each other. And then you could make them all stay together by inserting a heavy gauge wire so that they're skewered on that, and just decorate to your heart's content.
Oh, that'd be fun. Yeah, that would be really. I like the succulents for the
you know what I would
what
do?
Was that?
For the snowman?
Yeah.
I would do Semper Vivum Arachnoideum, the cobweb house leek. Because it's webbed with white.
Oh, yes, that would be beautiful.
Wouldn't that be cool? It would have that snow-like look.
That would be really beautiful. Beautiful. I like that idea. I like the idea of the, there's so many, it's a really smart way to go with the centerpiece because you could have a low dish, like a long oval or a round, depending on your table, and taking your rosette idea of your bouquet and really create that bouquet.
And you could do napkin rings.
Oh.
With succulents.
Really?
Yeah, you could just
How
glue them.
How would you do
right
that?
Oh, glue them. Just use hot glue on just the cheapest napkin ring you could find.
Like those wooden ones. Wouldn't
sure.
that be beautiful?
Yeah.
How do
ones?
You do, I've got one for you. How do you do your wrap? I bet you wrap your gifts
you
with
can,
little succulents all
You can
over
make a
them.
Succulent bow, and it doubles as a gift in itself.
Oh.
So you just add maybe some pretty, bling type things from a floral supply shop and a ribbon.
Yeah.
And then instead of a rose or a floret, it would be a succulent rosette
wire. Nice. Oh, I like that idea. Oh, I think we have to go for a break.
It's time for our last break, so stay tuned, everybody. You're listening to Garden Gossip on AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Garden Gossip. Boy, we have a few minutes left.
And I just want to go home and make gifts.
You want to go
know.
Make gifts? I want to get a knife and carve.
I actually do need to go to Michael's, so now I'm excited.
I got to get creative with my. I got a bunch of agaves out there. Big surface. I could make a lot. I could write. I'll do all kinds of things on it. Anyway,
sounds good.
Get excited.
Well, you know, we've been talking with Deborah Lee Baldwin, succulent expert and designing with succulents, deborahleebaldwin.com, et cetera. And it has been fabulous, of course. So
well,
wonderful to meet you finally
Me
in person. We've talked on the phone. We've had you on the show before, only virtually on the show via telephone.
Yep,
so it's fabulous. Correct. You mentioned before we get with our next caller, Patty, that there's a succulent boutique?
There's a succulent floral boutique here in Santa Barbara.
No.
Last time I was up here in June, I visited them. It's called Dalla Vita on State Street.
It's in Victoria Court. We figured it out.
Oh,
so.
Good.
Court.
All right.
Okay.
It's owned by Callie and Elliot Dunn, two young designers who are very creative and fun. And in fact, I featured them in my newsletter. Whenever I get excited about something, I mentioned in my newsletter, and if anyone's interested in receiving my newsletter, they can sign up at my website, deborahleebaldwin.com.
Sounds good. Well, you know, I'll have to talk to them and get them on the
show.
Oh,
you should. They are adorable.
I'll have to write that down somehow. Well, you know, it's been fabulous having you on the show.
Thank you, Lisa.
Really amazing.
I had a ball.
It was really great.
I got some good ideas
so much to talk about.
It's definitely a cheerful show.
Cheerful show. Love it. And we're going to get on with Patty, I guess, is calling. Is Patty there?
Mm-hmm. Yes, hello.
Hi, Patty.
Hello, darling.
Hey, I just I was listening, and it was an interesting conversation there. And I wanted to continue something I was mentioning last week about horsetail. And you were asking what it looks like and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And one of the main things about horsetail is that it's really wonderful for getting the fungus to go back down into the soil because that's where fungus belongs. So one of the reasons that the fungus can be creeping up is, of course, when there's too much water, and we don't have that problem right now.
Mm-hmm.
But also when the fungal attack comes up from perhaps some inappropriate manuring, when the unrotted organic manure or uncomposted, manure.
I just love that. I have to interject. I'm so sorry. My sense of humor is taking over. I love that statement. I might use that. Inappropriate manuring.
yes,
love
definitely.
That. I'm going to figure out some way to use it in conversation. But go ahead. So sorry.
Yeah. So anyway, I don't know if you're recalling what we were talking about having to do with horsetail, but
I do.
Yeah. It is a you can find it in North America, but it also is in Asia, Europe, and North Africa. And it usually does grow around watery areas. But it has no leaves or flowers, and it kind of looks bristly. So that's why they call it, the equiseta, having to do with horse, and
sure.
And seta meaning bristle.
It must be some sort of, did you tell us it's some sort of prehistoric plant, really?
Yeah, it's been around for a long, long time.
It's been amazing.
300
yeah.
million years or something.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's good, and it has some good qualities. That's good to know.
Yeah, so it'll make the fungus go back down into the soil level. That's where it belongs. And you can make a tea out of it. And then spray it on your plants that are having fungal problems. But we might not have that for a while. We're waiting for our rain, of course, and I'm hearing that it's coming soon.
That's what we keep hearing. Well,
like
you know.
30 minutes, they say.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's bright sunshine outside. We're going to do that kind of weather report where we peek our heads out the
all
window.
Right,
well, Patty,
yeah,
thank you.
So this whole thing about proper manuring as opposed to improper is
we've only got like 2 minutes here, darling. Not even 2 minutes,
seconds.
Like 30 seconds. Not
okay.
even. So you know what? Can we talk about proper manuring next week?
Yes.
Okay,
I
bye,
love
Patty.
It. Thank you so much. You know, Deborah Lee Baldwin again, thank you so
yes,
much. This is Garden
you.
Gossip. We'll talk to you next week.
Until then, fill your garden with joy.
Backyard.